Well, first and foremost, I'll say I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Thank God I don't know nothing better than that. I don't know nothing better to tell nobody.
Amen.
I am a child of the King.
Amen.
I got a home in glory one day, and I'm going.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm thankful for all of God's blessings. I'll share a little something with you. I might even pull a Brother Joe on you. He's not here tonight. I might ask a question. See if somebody's got an idea. I've been doing some studying and thinking on some things here lately, and I'm going to tell you right up front, I don't have the answers I want on some of it. But I'm sure about one thing, and that one thing was a great blessing to my heart. But I was just thinking one day about the Hebrew language, and I got thinking about that, Brother Aaron. Now, we know Abraham, when he was called out by God, he was down there among them Chaldeans. Is that right? Well, we know they spoke, what it was, Chaldees or whatever that was. I ain't sure how to pronounce that. But they spoke that language. That's what they spoke. No doubt he spoke that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I got a question. And I'll be honest, I don't know the answer. I asked Brother Shook after service this afternoon, and he told me, he said, okay, give me the answer. I said, that's what I'm asking you. I was hoping you had something on it. When did Abraham start speaking Hebrew? And who taught it to him? Because apparently I can't find nowhere in the Bible, I mean, straight out where it says, at least after the flood, that that language was spoken. We know he spoke Chaldees. Here's my point. The Hebrew language was a language God gave directly to his people. Would you say that's right, Brother Keith? For the purpose of revelation. That's what the Old Testament was written in.
Right.
No other nation or no other people on earth spoke that language. That was a godly language from God. That was not a language that man had ever had opportunity to put his hands on and monkey with it and change the definition of words. It meant just exactly what God said it meant.
Right.
Amen. Would you agree with that? Pure revelation through that language. Now, here's what I've learned so far that thrilled my heart. We talk all the time about God being in control. Now, I remind you what I said about the Hebrew language. That's from God, Brother Keith. I got studying. You know what I learned? There is no word in the Hebrew language for the express thought of coincidence or accident. It can't even be, that thought can't even be spoken in the Hebrew language. There's no word for coincidence, Brother Keith. It ain't even there. It can't even be spoken. What do you reckon God's saying? Throw that at somebody and the next time they tell you they don't believe in the sovereignty of God. There are no accidents.
Amen.
And there are no coincidences. And it don't matter how large or how small anything in life that comes your way seems like it is. You mark her down. God knows all about it. God knew all about it long before it ever hit your front porch.
Right.
And he is in perfect and total control of it all.
Amen.
Now that does not mean that easy things or uncomfortable things don't happen to us, because they do.
Yeah.
Things happen to us that perplex us. Things happen to us that brings pain, sorrow, as well as happiness and joy. Every bit of it's got a purpose.
Right.
God's got a reason for every bit of it.
Right.
It don't matter if it hurts. Don't matter if it makes you smile. That's God working in you. And in me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's how I know I've got a home in heaven one day. God promised me that. Is that right?
Yes.
And he cannot lie.
Amen.
Cannot.
Right.
How do I know I'm saved? Witness of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. I see the fruit in my life. Amen. God said in his word, that's the proof of genuinely being born again. And he cannot lie.
Right.
And he's in control of all that. It's like Brother Sook preached this morning. He did it all.
Right.
If it had been left up to me, it would have been in my hand. God said, here, do your part. I'd have messed my part up.
Right.
I promise you. It's all God, and he always does it right. And he does it right every time.
Yeah.
Amen. Some difficulty comes in your life, try to look at it this way. It's God trying to teach me something. He's in perfect control, and if I'll just trust him and do what he's told me to do and deal with this the way he's told me to,
right,
I'm going to come out on the other end, and I'm going to be closer to being like Christ.
Amen.
Christ went through difficulties we can't even imagine. It wasn't a bed of roses for Jesus on this earth. Is that right?
Right.
He suffered that because he loves us. More than we can realize, I believe, with these human minds. We can't really fully grasp that kind of love.
That's right.
But everything he went through was for a purpose.
Right.
Is that right? Brother Todd, everything you faced recently, God's got his hand on it.
Yes.
And there's a reason. And one of these days, maybe not in this life, but one of these days you're going to look back and you're going to say, praise God, he knew exactly what he's doing.
Amen.
And he's going to accomplish what he wants to out of it.
Right.
And I say amen to that.
Say amen.
I thank God for that.
Yes.
Ain't that wonderful? And God's language intended for his people, not the world, his people. There's not even a word to express the thought of accident or coincidence. That screams and shouts that God sits upon his throne and is in control of even the most minute details of our lives. Is that right, Brother Keith? We've all went through hard times. We've all had joyous times. Every bit of it, God's worked in it. And he brought it in our life. He didn't just stand by and say, I'm just going to let that happen. No, he brought it in our life for a purpose. And I'm going to tell you one of the greatest things about when you're going through a difficult time. If you'll stand for God and trust God and do what God says and try to have a good attitude about it and express and show through your actions the trust and faith you have in him, no matter how bad it looks, here's the most wonderful thing I think about that. That number one glorifies God.
Yeah.
But number two, you don't know who's watching you. Miss Jennifer, things you'll do, being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, that little girl's going to be watching you. These other little children's going to be watching you, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, uncle and aunt. Amen. And God's dropping seed. It's not for no good reason, and it has value. I promise you, every time you're faithful to God, every time you do right, God is going to drop a seed somewhere and bring forth fruit from it. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Amen. So I hope that encourages you. I just sat in the house and I read that and I got to study it and I went and I read several articles. Even some of them Jewish rabbis, you look at me cross-eyed, but I read them sometimes because they do know about that Hebrew language. I mean, I know they may not be saved, but they know what that Hebrew language means. They know them traditions. And I'm going to tell you what, every one of them said there is no word in the Hebrew language to express those two thoughts. And when I read that, I just sat there for a few minutes right there at my desk in my bedroom, Brother Todd, and I'm going to tell you what, I just started rejoicing. I said, praise God. Praise God. God wouldn't even dare speak the word coincidence. So I don't think there's no reason for us to look for anything.